Nautically speaking, the Golden Rule is a 34-foot ketch with a much longer history.
The Golden Rule is a sailboat that in 1958 tried to sail to the Marshall Islands to stop atmospheric nuclear bomb testing, and it has been restored for 5 years in Humboldt Bay, and we're sailing again for a nuclear-free world. We are sailing from Humboldt Bay to San Diego this year. We've got about 20 educational stops to make, and we are talking about nuclear issues today.
Helen Jacquard is the program manager for the Endeavor, which she sees as an urgently needed reviving of an issue that has slipped from the public concern it once generated.
In the 1980s, before the collapse of the Soviet Union, there were people in the streets all over the world trying to get nuclear weapons reduced and ultimately eliminated. And under the Reagan and Gorbachev administrations, the number of nuclear weapons went from 80,000 down to about the 15,000 that we have today. And then the issue was completely off the map until our new president saying, well, we have these nuclear weapons, why aren't we using them?
The Golden Rule will spend the next few days moored in Bodega Bay while holding a pair of public meetings on nuclear weapons issues nearby. The more prominent one, Saturday night at the Santa Rosa Veterans Hall, will feature the crew joined by author and activist Norman Solomon.
Just as we have climate denial, where people don't want to acknowledge the reality of potentially catastrophic climate change, there's also a lot of denial about nuclear weapons and the real likelihood of nuclear holocaust ending life as we know it. It's really difficult to wrap our minds around, but we should, and really, we must.
And as with climate change, Solomon says this is an issue that anyone can help with.
We can educate the public, which has been important with climate as well, and we can develop strong pressure on elected officials to say that the $1 trillion nuclear expansion and development program that has been mapped out for the next 25 years by the United States is a move in the wrong direction.
This is timely, adds Helen Jacquard, as the United Nations is currently at work drafting a treaty to ban nuclear weapons.
They banned chemical weapons, biological weapons, cluster bombs, and landmines, all the other weapons of mass destruction long ago. It's time for a nuclear weapons ban. And by July 7th, wording will be final. And right after that, 140 of the 190 nations of the world will immediately ratify that treaty and it'll go into effect. Then the rest of the nations will be put under pressure to also ratify that ban, including the United States.
The Golden Rule, a project sponsored by Veterans for Peace, will be welcoming visitors at Spud Point Marina over the weekend. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.